Well, all right, ladies, I want to welcome you to week 4 of the Client Creation Program, 8 weeks to Mastering the Art of Getting Clients. It's so nice to see your faces. I like your hair, April. and before we get started, let's just take a few moments to ground, to take a few deep breaths together. And April's actually going to do our reading today. So after we take a moment to ground, I will unmute you. April. So I'm just going to invite you to close your eyes and we're going to take 3 nice deep breaths together with a sigh on the exhale beginning now. And again. And again. And really allowing yourself, your body, to soften, to slow down. Feeling yourself sink into your chair. Letting go of your day. Letting go of your Facebook feed. Letting go of any feelings around the election and all that surrounding it. And seeing if you can set aside any external stimuli just for the time being. Give yourself this time to be present with yourself, to be present with the other women here, to be present with your business, your purpose, your life dreams, all the beauty that you want to create in the world. It's such a gift that you get to give yourself this time. And I want you to take a moment and think about what would make you so happy if you accomplished this in your business? Allowing yourself to really feel it, the success, what you view as success for yourself in your business. Not sure what that is. So I'm just going to ask you to give me a moment so I can see if I can figure it out because everyone's muted. Okay, I don't know what that was, but it disappeared. So, bringing yourself back to the present moment. And we're just going to take another few deep breaths here. Feeling the success that we've achieved in our business, the joy that it brings us, creativity, the fulfillment, how we're able to serve, all the ways that we touch other people's lives with our message, with our art, with our work, with our words, with our talent. And giving thanks for the drive that you have inside of you to want to bring that to the world. And I'm going to unmute you, April, so you can share your reading for today.
Okay. Okay. So I actually have two. I'm going to read a short piece from each of my books.
Okay.
The first one.
Go ahead. I was going to say, tell us the names.
Okay. The first one is Coming From Soul Love, Awakening Your Heart Center, I believe is the full title. Discover how powerful, magnificent, and beautiful your soul is. Feel its vastness and its love. This is part of you. Your soul is an exquisite, wonderful, and divine being. It has so much love for you. Greet your soul as a living presence of great love, wisdom, and intelligence. And then the second one is from Spiritual Growth, Being Your Higher Self. And this one says, you are the healers, teachers, and leaders. You are here to bring through new information, ideas, healing tools, and love to whatever areas you choose to work in. You will be working in many fields, for the new consciousness needs to be built in every area of society. As you grow spiritually and awaken your inner light, you will become a source of light and awakening for others. You, as your higher self, existed in higher dimensions of light before you chose to be born. To live on this planet, your higher self first created a spiritual body, and this became the model that set up your chakras, meridians, and energy systems. Then your higher self drew to your spiritual body, your mental, emotional, and physical energy bodies.
Thank you, April. That was so beautiful. But before I even say how it impacted me, will you share, like, why did you pick those two passages and what did it bring up for you?
The one from the spiritual growth, I actually just opened the book and found that page and felt that it was appropriate, since all of us are kind of working on our niches and, you know, really trying to find out where we feel like we belong, or what our I guess duty is. And then the other one, I don't know, when I read it a few weeks ago when I started the book, and it just stuck out to me, and it just stuck out.
Beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing that. I am going to unmute you, Maritza, just to see, was there anything that you wanted to say about the reading and what came up for you around that?
No, I mean, okay. I'm on. Hi. Yeah.
Hi.
Hi. I mean, the first one of the soul, the book of the soul, I agree with that, the whole divine soul and acknowledging yourself. And we are all going through the same thing. And my eyes were going through the struggle of getting out of our own ways, because we are our worst enemies at the end of the day. I mean, hi. So, I mean, at this point, it's kind of like just facing things right now. I'm having issues with just facing. It's like I know what I know and just facing it head on and not getting so overwhelmed and so distracted with things. And it's like what I read out of my books last night was a prayer about being in prayer mode every day and giving it to all the good and acknowledging myself. So that is just most fitting as to what we're going through as far as acknowledging myself and my soul, because it is a living, breathing. I'm here, you know, it's within me.
Beautiful.
Well, thank you for that.
Thank you. Nicole, you're unmuted. So it's nice to see all your faces.
Yeah. I was in transit. So yeah. I thought I would pop on when I got home.
Well, was there anything that you wanted to say or that came up for you when you heard the her reading?
Probably not specifically. I think it's really good for, I think, the space that I'm in right now, both of the readings. But I think it's just centering, and I can really relate and connect to it.
Awesome. Well, since I have you unmuted, number one, your background's really awesome. You should totally do a video. That would be a really awesome background.
I know.
So since you're unmuted, I thought that you, if you're open, that you could tell the ladies about your first workshop, how it went, what came of it. April's clapping for you. What you hoped for. Well, I can ask you questions as it comes up, but I thought you could share.
Yeah, well, it went really well, so I'm so excited. I feel really happy about it. Mm-hmm. I think before it started, I was really nervous, and I was looking at it more like school, kind of, you know, like when you get nervous about like a test or something, but you know the information, but like you have to like study, but you know it, and it's just like ridiculous, you know. So I was like, before I was like, I got there early and I was like preparing and I was like reading all my notes, and I'm like, why am I I'm the one that wrote these notes, like why am I so stressed out, you know, like this doesn't make any sense. So I think that once I just let go of that idea and was just like, this is what you love to do, you already know like what you're gonna, you know that this is your thing, this is my path, so just do it. I think I just kind of delved into like just a more deeper place in me and allowed it to be what it was. And then I was really happy because I felt like everyone there was supposed to be there. And it was like, to me, it was like the perfect amount of women. So I was happy.
Awesome. So I'm just gonna ask you a few questions for the ladies that are here, but also for the ladies that are listening. So your goal was to have 10 women, right?
Yeah, 10 to 12, I said. And
10 to 12, and how many did you get?
I think with Maritza, I think it was 11.
Awesome.
No?
Wait, hold on. I'm going to
13. I was number 13.
Really?
And that's including moms, because they were there and they had and they contributed to the class.
Oh, too. Counted. Okay.
I have names. You want me to pull out names? Girl, I got names. And if I didn't know a name, I had an outfit, a hairstyle. There was a lady with the short hair. I couldn't hear her name. Then the lady with the glasses, that was your mom. I was like.
It was good. It was definitely over 10 people. So.
Yes.
And I think the main thing it was a learning experience, basically, which I'm sure maybe you would, you're going to bring up, but I think I learned a lot from it. Specifically, I think like one of the things with Maritza, like, I don't feel like at that point I was comfortable with my space in terms of like what I was going to talk about and letting it flow with like how people were responding, but I wasn't comfortable with multitasking. So it was hard for me to think about Maritza, which I felt bad about, but like every time I would be like, oh, let me move the computer. But like, it was kind of like in terms of like thinking about that aspect of it, I think I didn't do as good of a job as I could have done. And I probably next time would think about maybe like connecting it to like speakers so that it could be like maybe like bigger and you could hear better. Cause I don't think like you probably couldn't hear everything that well.
I heard pretty much everything. It was very, maybe two or three people that were speaking low, or because everybody was commenting at the same time. But understand, the point of me being there was a guinea pig. Nothing for you to take into account that you did wrong, because it was a trial and error.
Yeah.
You wouldn't know that the power of your speakers if you didn't try it. You wouldn't know, you know, that we need a swivel thing or at least some sort of a high table so that it can be positioned in any room and anybody can participate. That's trial and error. We don't know it until you do it. And you did it. So I applaud you. It was fantastic. I have to say, I didn't miss anything. I mean, let's put it this way.
I want her to finish, and then I want you.
No,
to-
sorry. Yes, bye. Yes. Muting.
Come back in. Okay. So you were just saying, so some things that you noticed that you might do next time. So like you said, that thing about Maritza, anything else that you think you would do differently or you would add next time?
Some small things, I think. Well, I definitely, just in terms of like visually, I probably would have maybe had the circle be a little bit closer. Mm. I think when I thought about it, I think kind of like the outer edge, like that I was that we were sitting on, it would have been nice if it was a little bit more, if it was a little tighter to feel a little bit more connected. I lost track of time. So luckily, I don't think that the clothing swap was important, but I do think that I wish I had that part of it just totally slipped me. So it was kind of people had to go. So I felt bad that the people that left didn't get to look through, because the people that were able to stay went home with some fun stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So that probably being maybe a little bit more mindful of time. Did somebody just get on?
Yeah. Jackie.
Oh, Jackie.
Awesome.
I can't see Jackie yet.
Yeah, I think she's probably working it out.
Oh.
Awesome. So about your offer, how did it go? What came up? What came out of it?
So I gave the raffle. So the raffle actually ended up being really good because it went to V, who was an ex-student of my mom. And she's always been a supporter of my artwork. She's come to all my art shows and she's really just always supported me a lot. But she's a hairstylist, as you saw. And so when we were setting up the time for me to, for us, which we're gonna do in a couple of weeks, she was I was thinking, why don't we have workshops at the salon? And I was So I was so I think we're actually gonna partner because I think it's a perfect, women who go to take care of their hair usually are interested in other areas of taking care of themselves. So I think it's going to be a great partnership, and I'm happy that I can give her the service, and she's also we can also kind of do a trade in a way.
That's awesome.
And then I also made three other people who have, I have two people that's scheduled. So I've scheduled two consultations. And what I'm noticing is that I'm having to match my packages to specifically what they need. Mm-hmm. So more than, they need outfitting. So it's going to be 2 to 3 hours of the consultation and the outfitting. But I have, so I have two scheduled from that. And then, I don't know, you guys remember Angela? She's my friend's mom. She's funny. She was sitting next to my mom.
Your friend's mom?
My friend wasn't there, but
the one who was sitting next, the older black woman?
Yeah, that was sitting next to my mom.
Yeah.
Who's really funny, who wants to be an Oreo and not a graham cracker. she is connected to a lot of women's organizations, and she wants to see, wanted to know if I'd want to speak, do larger scale things where I spoke to women about empowering them through what we wear and self-expression. So I think that could be a good avenue too.
Awesome. So it sounds like you got two consultations and then two other opportunities to collaborate or do speaking gigs from this one event.
Yeah. And then there's a woman, the Brazilian woman, she wants to have a consultation, but she doesn't start working until December. Mm-hmm. So she's I'm pretty sure we're going to schedule something, but she needs a little bit of time.
Awesome. Well, congratulations, Nicole. It was an amazing workshop. And
thank you
for sharing all the things that happened, because I think it's really important, because this week we were, the video and the handout was about attracting clients. So the first thing that I was saying was to host an event, right? And so Nicole hosted an event, and look at all the abundance that was created from this event, that may not have happened if you didn't do it, So I'm wanting everyone to see this, to look at this, because that's one of the biggest things that people are well, how do I get clients? And she created an opportunity to like showcase her talent and let people see her. They saw her, they either wanted to work with her or they wanted to bring her out into their community. So like that's the advantage to hosting an event. And
yeah,
each time we do something, we learn, you know, it's like, you don't know. So like, remember the first call that I had, the call was breaking up. So then you're just like, oh, like each little yeah. thing that happens, like yeah. you know, for the future. And like, these are things that like I get to say to the people that I talk to, I'm like, oh, okay, well, when she had her event, this is what happened, or this is what you need to think about with technology. And so maybe next time you have an assistant who is, yeah. you know, ask one of your friends to be in charge of pictures, to be in charge of, you know.
I know, that was the other thing. I yeah. wanted to get a group picture.
Yeah.
So that was like, I really am sad I didn't get the group picture. I mean, my mom took some pictures and people, the ones that I posted, but yeah. I really wanted to get like everyone like sitting together and take a picture.
Yeah. And my mom, she did take some pictures, but I think they were really dark where she was sitting. So yeah. But like, these are, you know, I totally know what that's like. There were times when I did all these events and I'm like, I can't believe I did all those events yeah. and I don't have pictures, but this yeah. is just the start. So like now, you know, going in, you're like, okay, photos,
yeah,
you know, or maybe
video. Because Angela was saying like, oh my God, you were saying so many good points. Like you could like post that or like share a Absolutely. Piece of what you had done. And I'm like, oh, dang.
Okay. That was just the start. Like, do you feel like now that your first one's out of the way that you're just like, I can do it again? Like, do you yeah. feel more empowered to go further?
I feel motivated, definitely. I think I heard a lot of good things afterwards, and like one specifically, Natalie, whose house it was, she told me that the woman who I actually have an appointment with told her that like she was so inspired that like mm-hmm. at the next day she got like when she got dressed she had a different perspective and that everyone was telling her that she looked really nice
oh.
and like when she went out or when she was at work and I was like oh my God that feels so things like that like hearing things like that makes me like really motivated to keep doing it
and that's a testimonial. Do you know what I mean? Like sometimes we think that a testimonial needs to be this big paragraph, but someone just saying like, and I heard them that night, like your mom was like, anytime I go out, I always get compliments on my glasses. And Brandy said, anytime, you know, I wear this bag or these shoes. So there was a term that you used, but I'm saying this to all of you is that you really want to pay attention to the things that people say. So I had a coaching session yesterday and she was saying that she doesn't feel overwhelmed anymore. She feels really clear. And that's the thing that I hear most from entrepreneurs. Like, so I'm like, okay, jotting that down. Like those tell you the things that are important to you. Like, I think you may have used the word showstopper. Like, do you want to be a showstopper with your fashion? You know, yeah. my clients get noticed on the street and like all of that is, it sounds kind of markety, but like my mind kind of goes that way. But it's just like, yeah. who doesn't want to be a showstopper, right? You want to feel great. You want people to notice. Yeah. And any of those comments that you heard are testimonials.
That's true. I actually wanted to, now that I'm going to be doing more workshops, I wanted to maybe get some testimonials from the people that were in the workshop so that in like, if I do like a blurb that I could add like, oh, like, and then at the end have like a couple testimonials of people who actually attended a workshop.
Absolutely. I posted a testimonial request form, but I think you might want to alter it for yourself since you're styling, mm-hmm. but it could just be like, what was your favorite part of the workshop? Mm-hmm. What did you walk away with?
Yeah, yeah.
Now, what are you like, what's your next step? You know, so like, that's the kind of thing you're like, now I feel inspired, like she said, to be more mindful with the way that she dresses.
Mm-hmm.
What would you like to see more of? That kind of thing. Like the more specific you can ask, it's better than just saying, let me know what you thought. Unless
yeah.
some people are really natural with saying,
that's a good point. Yeah.
Some people are really natural. I was like, who's that kitty? Some people will just be like, oh, I love the workshop. It was great. It was so much fun. And that's great, but it doesn't really say anything about your eye yeah. and what you're able to do.
Specific.
Like, Exactly. It's different if someone were to say, oh my God, I was feeling really fat in all my clothing. Now I just feel like slim and sexy. You know, like then people are like, ooh, it has a different tone and impact. So if you ask specific questions, you'll kind of be able to get really meaty feedback that you can use. So awesome. Thank you for sharing that. Was there anything that you wanted to bring up or talk about?
I think the main thing I think I was thinking of was the doing the testimonials and putting together something a little bit more concrete for, because this time I think I created a Facebook event, that kind of thing, but I also want to create like a flyer or some type of something that I could just share with people.
Yeah, or submit
it. So that it'll be like, that it looks professional and, well, it looks like me, but it looks professional and I'm able to share with people. Hi, Jackie.
I think she's having some technical difficulties.
Oh, okay.
It's frozen. When we were talking about the testimony, I said there is a format that you could use, but I think it depends on who you're talking to. So like your mom, for example, she's worked with you for a long time. So you could say, so the three questions that I ask in that are on that request form are like, when I came to Nicole, this is where I was at. You know, I didn't like anything in my closet, nothing fit. I wore the same thing every day, blah, 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 blah. And then once I started working with her, you know, I learned how to put pieces together or match colors so basically it's before.
Yeah.
Then when we started working together, this is what happened. And now, like, so you want to have those three pieces. Now I feel really confident when I go into a store. I know what looks good on me, da, 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 da. So I think that the people who are more longer term that you've worked with, so like the woman whose house that was, you can get that kind of meaty testimonial.
Yeah.
And then, like, but you can still get great testimonials from everyone who came to the event because they were impacted in some way. So. Yeah. Awesome. Do you have any testimonials so far?
I mean, not that I've that I have written down. Like, I mean, I always have people telling me or they've told me like how they feel about working together, but I need to get them to like write it down or at least be able to have it, you know, more solidified.
Yeah. Another option, and this is for all of you with testimonials, is if they've already told you stuff, you can write it down.
Yeah,
and
I think that's better too because
then you don't have to wait.
It's like a time thing too.
Yeah. So
it's like if you're just like okay, and then maybe I should write it down and then just send it to them. Like, is this okay?
Yeah, and you can add anything if you want. Another good thing to do. Sometimes I'll get people on the phone, and I record it, and so I'll just ask them a few questions. I'm gonna mute you, Jackie. I'll ask them a few questions, and then you just pull what you want because. You can always get more juice when you're having a conversation. So that's an option. So you could either, this is for all of you. If someone has said something nice, you can email it to them and say, hey, can I use this on my website? Is there anything that you wanted to add? Or you can get them on the phone. I personally prefer to record it because then you don't have to write everything down. Then you can just go back and pull what you want. Or you can just ask three specific questions. Don't make it really long. And it always helps if you have something to show, something for them to look at, you know? So like, I'm just gonna think of a testimony like, oh, I worked with Khadijah for 3 months and I had never had a client. I got my first 7 clients and I made my money back and then some. Like that's like 3 sentences, right? So it doesn't, sometimes people can think that it has to be very in depth, but so yeah, that might be a good time thing because if people have already said amazing things, you probably have like 5 testimonials just like right there that all they have to do is say yes. So I'm so excited for you. And
it was kind of fun. Another thought I had too was when you have a workshop, I was thinking like it's fun to have people who you've worked with because they're like such your cheerleaders. Like I'm like, oh my God, no, can you stop? But then at the same time, they're telling the truth. Like they honestly feel that way. But I'm like, it's kind of a good tactic to like maybe my next one bring, like still invite somebody that I've worked with.
Absolutely. So ladies, if you missed that, so she had some clients that she'd worked with at her event, and they would say, you know, the results they got from working with her and how they would never like pair certain things together. And then, you know, like one woman was even repeating everything that Nicole would say, like, don't judge an outfit until it's complete, right? So people are more likely to hear from the people that have worked from you, worked with you. Let me just, I think, there we go. People are more likely to believe how great you are from somebody else, right? So like when you tell people like, oh, I took the client creation program, it's different than me being like, oh, you're gonna do this and you're gonna do that. Yeah, they might believe me, but of course, like I'm not gonna say something bad about it. But if they see a face, if they see a website, they take it more seriously. And so she also had, because you know, she's a stylist, she dressed one of her clients. And so people got to have this visual element of like, oh, this is how you do it. So
I love people's responses too. They were like so excited, like, oh, I was like, really?
Awesome.
It was fun, I liked it.
Cool. Congratulations, Nicole.
Thanks.
Cool. So I'm gonna mute you.
Okay.
And why don't we go to you, Miss Maritza?
Wow, why?
Huh? Oh, we don't have to. I can go to April if you need a moment. Do you need a moment?
No, no, no. Go ahead. What are we talking about for me?
So I want to see where you're at. What's up with? Yes. What's that?
Where I'm at. I'm all over the place.
Let's work it out and get you in one place.
Well, I started, we had our one-on-one and kind of clarified a lot of things that were just kind of roaming in my head. I did what I was going to do was review a lot of other people on how they host workshops. Mm-hmm. See, because they wait until I'm talking to participate.
I know, the babies do it too.
The worst thing. Okay, they're quiet now. And so I did that, and it was kind of weird because I was doing audio ones and some that were people were actually speaking, but they were mostly on YouTube. Okay. And then there were classes or whatever. And so I got some sort of an idea of what I wanted to do as far as minimizing, because I felt like when we were talking that I was like all over the place.
Okay.
And how you helped me identify my tools versus my service or my gift. Mm-hmm. And to create something. And so then I started thinking about packaging and just putting things in a more orderly fashion.
Yeah,
and so one of the things that I came up with was, what is my package? So my package would be a consultation of 30 minutes. You know, that would be a small conversation that would be complimentary. Because then that would determine what package I can offer, what the offer would be.
So before we go on, who are you helping and what are you helping them with?
Who am I helping? That's in the next page before. the best thing that I can come up with at this time was it's going to gear myself towards women that are looking to be unstuck.
Okay, so I'm just gonna do you mind if I work with you a little bit here?
By all means.
Okay, so this is for you, but this is also for everyone.
Yes.
So your niche or your niche is, it's, you kind of want to think about it like your demographic. Who are the people that you're helping? Like, are they women? They're between this age and this age. They're diabetic, they're afraid of public speaking, they have nothing to wear. So think about it this way. So we'll just say women, since you guys are all women. Women who, so just because I'm seeing Nicole, we were just talking to her, so I'll just give you, so like women who don't have any fashion sense but want to look great. Women who have a bunch of clothes but don't have anything to wear. Women who nothing in their closet fits them, or women who, so the idea is women who, or couples who. So we, for you, we have the women part. And so what I want you to know that as a coach, all of you, you're helping people get unstuck. So like, that's kind of a given. So like, okay. So for Jackie, maybe they're stuck in their relationship, right? For Nicole, they're stuck with their fashion. You know, like, I don't know what to wear. For April, I know we were talking about self-love, and I'll get to you next, but like, they're not feeling really great about themselves, or they're feeling overwhelmed, they're not practicing self-care. So one way to think about your niche is women who, and it could be any, you know, women who, entrepreneurs who, moms who, couples who, right? So you want that who, so it's the noun right there, women, entrepreneurs, children, parents, you get the idea, doulas. Okay, so far for you, we have women who what?
So now with that information, women who wish to grow in a home-based business.
Okay, awesome. So this is it, okay, so in the first, I think it was the first or the second class, so we were talking about the three popular, the people usually complain or feel frustrated about their health, the way that they look, the way that they feel frustrated about money, career, that kind of thing. They feel frustrated about their relationship. And you can look at it in yourself, like, what are the things, if you were calling your best friend about, you'd either be complaining about money,
right?
You'd be complaining about your man, having a man or not having a man. And you might not do that because I'm like, I know like complaining is not my thing, but just in terms of like thinking about problems, do you know what I mean? So I love that you're now saying, you're specifying the business. So they want to start a home-based business.
Right.
So where are they stuck in starting their home-based business?
Time management.
Okay.
Lack of confidence.
Okay.
Public speaking.
Okay. You don't have to make up more unless there are more public speaking.
There are more, but we can just do three. That's okay. Fine.
So women who want to start a home-based business. So would you say that they've already started or they're thinking about starting it?
They've started.
Okay. So the thing that comes up for me first, so I don't know if we've already talked about this. We may have, but there's something about a sense of urgency when someone's ready to hire a coach, right? They're like, I'm over this, you know, like something's got to give, right? So the first thing that I look at when you mentioned these three is, okay, lack of confidence around their home-based business. So you're going to take them from not being confident in their home-based business to being confident and ready to what?
To create the income that they desire.
Okay, so this, now we are nailing. I wish I had a chalkboard because I'd go like this.
I wish I had one as well, because right now you're talking and it's all coming all easy and whatnot. By myself, I'm sitting here going, oh.
Okay, awesome. So this is what we do, all of us as coaches. We help people get unstuck, and we each have our specialties where we're helping people get unstuck. So you work with women who want to start a home-based business, and you help them become more confident and really, because I mean, that's a prize. Raise your hand if you want to create the income you desire. So do you see how the promise of creating the income you desire is way more, I guess the word seductive is what's coming to mind, than saying like, I'm going to help you with your time management.
Right.
Right. But you can't create the income you desire without having a good handle on your time management. Right. So I want you to stick your time management, like that's like a tool that you're going to teach them. Right. Because when it comes to marketing, like we're all attracted to things that like seduce, right? So I'm not picking on you, Nicole, but I'm just using you because you're the only stylist here. So inherently in what you're doing, there's already a lot of seduction around fashion. Do you know what I mean? So anything, so like Jackie, she just did, she's doing a workshop. It's going to be called Empower Your Love. So we were going through names, we were thinking of things, and people were like, empower your love. Why? Because it gives you some type of reaction when you hear it, right? And so I want you to think about what's the thing that's going to make someone say, like, if you could create the income that you desire, would it be worth it to talk to a coach and maybe perhaps hire them? That's a question.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Okay. So your niche is people who are either stuck or not moving forward with their home-based business, and you help them build rock star confidence so they can create the income they desire. Is this landing with you?
Yes.
Say more. What's landing with you about it?
A straight line. If I had to outline my brain right now, it's a maze. It's going from here to there, from there to here. And this kind of just, it narrowed everything down, and the wording is key here, because now I'm like, it makes sense as to something else that I did, which was package A. Package A for me was I'm naming it self-discovery. Mm-hmm. Package B was plan of action. Because some people need to start with, you know, at least, because this is not something that they can do overnight. They have to do one component and then get through that so that they're open to having the second component. Mm-hmm. And self-discovery is figuring out what that path is for them.
Okay.
And then going from there. So the wording right now is a rock star confidence is exactly it, because from being kind of like, oh, I don't know which way to go, to, you know, I have this now journey that I'm going to be on, and here's the road that I'm taking. I have now the roadmap. That's the word I'm looking for. I have now the roadmap that I need to go versus going left and right and trying to get to the end of the map.
Awesome. So do you feel like you get what your niche is?
Yes.
Okay. So for all of you, so you get this. So she's in the business category, and getting even more narrow and refined in terms of her niche is that she works with people who want to start a home-based business, right? And so your consultation isn't your package. So your package just means it's the number of sessions that people are going to sign up for to work with you to get a certain result. So maybe if they're just like starting out and you're giving them the basics, it's 6 weeks. I'm just making it up. And maybe if they want something like they're really ready, they want 90 days of hand holding so you can walk them through the process. So the next step for you then would be, so is the home-based, what's the home-based business that you'd be helping them with? Is it any home-based business, or is it like direct sales?
Any home-based business.
Okay. So I would next come up with a name for your consultation that's around home-based business. So like one of the things you want to do for all of you with your consultation, it's helpful if the name of it, people get what it is. Do you know? So like Tree's consultation is supercharge your love life. So if you heard that, you get that she's gonna help you like charge your love life. So, you know, if you say a rock star confidence for business, I don't know, business mavens, I'm just making it up, then people are going to get, oh, I want rock star confidence. So I'm saying this to all of you is that like Jackie's class is called Empower Your Love. So anyone who's a couple, you're like, oh, that's about empowering your relationship and empowering your love. So it's helpful when the name of your consult people get. So like mine's is a business clarity call. So they know that they're going to get clear about their business and know what next steps to take. So you don't have to decide right now on the call what that is, but from now on, similar to the way that I was telling Jackie, I was like, if she starts calling herself a relationship coach, people will see her as the relationship lady, you know? And like, I'll get to you next, Jackie, but you know, like she's playing music in her background. It's kind of romantic. It's kind of sensual. So like everything that she's doing, you want it to be around love and romance. So the same thing for you is that you want the things that you want to start posting about and talking about. Hi, little guy. The things that you want to start posting, writing, and talking about should be about starting your home-based business.
Okay.
So one of the things you could do, and all of you can do this, is like make a list of, like, just make a list of all the things you've learned being a home-based business owner. What are the mistakes that you've experienced? So like Nicole was just saying how she had her workshop, and if she had to do it again, she would do this. So now, because she's done a workshop, she now has wisdom and experience to teach someone who's never had a workshop. So you, as a home-based business owner, like, what are the things that you're going to do next time that you could offer someone? And that will give you some ideas about as to how you create your packages. Because, like, basically you're writing out all the things, all the steps that someone might need to do in order to start their home-based business. Is that too much, or are you following me?
No, I'm following.
Okay.
I'm following.
So the last thing I want to say to you in terms of pricing and packaging is that you could either invite people into a free consultation. Like you said, your free 30-minute consultation. And then from your consultation, you invite them to work with you and sign up for one of your packages. So we'll talk more about this next week, but in the consultation, you're not doing a whole bunch of heavy coaching. And don't worry, we'll talk more about it, but it's basically you're asking questions, you're finding out what their needs are, what they want, what their goals are, and you're genuinely seeing like if there's someone you want to work with, if you feel like you can help them. So right. That's one way, is that you could just do a consultation. Or like if you wanted to, you know, put out an offer for a one session, like a rock star confidence session for, I don't know, however much, and it's an hour or it's 90 minutes, and you write down what they're going to get in the session. So typically I would say for coaches, if the person has never worked with you, if they haven't had much hands-on experience with you, it's hard to imagine what you're going to get. Like, how does coaching actually work? How are you actually going to unstick me? So, you know, sometimes people can be skeptical. That's the advantage of having your consult, so that people get a sense of what they would get if they did sign up to work with you.
Okay. Okay.
So cool. Did you have any questions, thoughts, feedback, comments?
The only one is naming it. Like that's something that I for the life of me, I've never been good at naming anything. It's like I get so caught up and, you know, does that sound right? And then I get into this whole thing with going, oh well, Google. Look, Google's a stupid name. But yet it works. You know, it's just about, it doesn't mean anything. It didn't offend anyone. It was Google.
Yeah,
it's memorable. Yeah. And that's just what you want. You want something short, sweet, and memorable, and that it you can define it later at this point. Google just turned into a search engine. I'm like, wow.
So let me just tell you a little quick secret. So when I was talking to Jackie, because we were talking about this same thing that you're talking about right here, Marissa. And so I said, Jackie, like, so what do you want people to walk away with from your workshop? And so she's like, you know, I want them to empower their love. And so we're like, empower your love. What else do you want? So this is what you do. So like, what do you want people to walk away with, you know, after they have a session with you around building their home-based business?
Okay.
Well, give me a few responses and then we'll see if anything's there.
What do I want people to walk away with after a consultation
let's just say ultimately from working with you and as you help them build their home-based business.
Working with me. Well, what I've been told,
No. What do you want them to walk away with? So I'll give you an example.
Okay. Right.
So I want my women to walk away with feeling like they can actually get clients, that it's not like, well, maybe I could get clients, like they, when they leave, that they know that they can get clients, whether they get the client or not, but they feel like they know how. I want them to feel confident in what their unique skills and talents are. I want them to feel
I want that.
What?
What you just said.
Will you tell me? Because I'm just feeling
feeling confident about, you know, their abilities to get clients and not doubt themselves, basically, mm-hmm. is what you're saying.
Okay. So you want to help women banish self-doubt. So I think that it
should happen. How do you do that? Banish self-doubt. How did you do that?
I'm listening to you and I'm putting the pieces together. So, but I have to say is that confidence keeps coming up. So if you do the homework of writing down like all the things that you've done, what you hope your women are going to get, we can have another conversation because you'll be able to pull from that. So like all the names that Jackie came up with for her program, we pulled from her talking about what she wanted them to get, you know, like understand your partner, you know, love them the way that they need to be loved, you know? So once you start doing that writing, you're gonna see something, but I definitely think confidence, since that keeps coming up, that might be a key word in your title.
Okay.
You might be a business confidence coach. I don't, you know, like there's so much confidence that, why are you laughing?
No, because you just have the words. It's like, wow.
Well, awesome. Well, I'm hearing you say it. So we're riffing off each other. So you might be a business confidence coach because there's so much confidence it needs to, you know, it takes some confidence to put yourself out there and to start your business and to get no's and to get on the phone and talk to friends and family like, oh, you're trying this again? You're trying that again? So, you know, you might be a business confidence consult, or it doesn't have to be any. And so you're going to pick some ideas, maybe put 3 or 4, you can post them in the group and we'll vote on them and you'll see what people like, you know? So for Jackie, everyone, it seemed like Empower Your Love got the most votes. So awesome. So what do you feel like is your next step, Ms. Maritza?
My next step is to name my consultation, then name my, feel a little bit more confident in my packages and what that will entail. And what was the third? There was one more thing.
So you're going to write a list of all the things that you, yes, that you want your people to get from working with you.
Yes. Write a list of all the things Yes.
You're going to see keywords. And so you can just kind of circle the words that you love. I'm really into adjectives, and you guys, I use Google in the thesaurus, and I'm like, if I like a word, I'll look up, you know, like look what other words there are for confidence. And confident, you know, maybe you like another word better than you like confident, you know, maybe it might be like bold or brazen, or I don't know, everyone has their different personality, you know, so use the adjective, the dictionary is your friend, mm-hmm. and see what other words that might resonate with you more.
The silly thing right now that's popping into my head, that's exactly what you said. The power of words and the thesaurus is what I suggest to others. Uh-huh. Have I done it for myself? Absolutely not.
Now's your time.
Didn't even think about it. Not even, has not even crossed my mind one time, and you're saying it, and I'm going, yeah, that's what I tell people to do, is like take a word and take a powerful word and put it out there, and then you want to find something different that's catchy.
Yeah, no, I
never said it to myself. I've been
confidence is definitely catchy, especially with the three things we talked about, like, you know, like your confident speaker session.
Yeah. Confident
speaker session, that's like clear to the point, and it tells people what they're going to get, or rockstar confidence session. And so you'll just, oh, another thing I want to say is that you want it to be three words. So like empower your love, rockstar confidence, business clarity call. So like, don't you see how that sounds so much better than like, if I were to say four, rockstar confidence boost session, like it's a little bit awkward when it's four. So it's a little bit more melodic when it's three.
Right. So,
three words to describe your sessions, pretty good.
Okay.
So I see the trees here. So supercharge your love life. Well, actually, I mean, it's quick.
Yeah.
Yeah, supercharge your love life.
And it sticks.
Yeah.
It sticks. All awesome. Right.
Final thoughts before we complete? What are you walking away with?
I'm grateful. So grateful to you guys, because when I started this call, I haven't been on my game. I've been very distracted and very all over the place. And when I do that, I turn to my house and cleaning and organizing and throwing stuff away and helping others, mm-hmm. and avoid at all costs. And I really, really appreciate input and that you guys have the courage and continue to have the courage to show up and be here, because I learn from everybody. Everybody's experiences, I learn from it. Trust me, because I need it. I need it.
Wherever two or more are gathered.
It's a great thing.
Okay, so I'm going to mute you.
Okay.
And I'm going to go to the lovely Avril. She's like, who's Avril?
That's what we took Spanish. Our Spanish teacher took all of our names because she was Hispanic. She took all of our names and translating them to Spanish. So
awesome. Well, you know, when I took French in high school, and we had the teacher was from France, and so she gave us all French names, and so we got to pick French names, and so I was Bridget, but of course it was like Brigitte. So in class, we all had our French names. What's up, Avril?
Tired, busy. So I went on my interviews. I didn't hear from one, and I didn't get the other one. But I'm staying positive.
Awesome.
And I was talking to one of my friends when I was back in Atlanta about Love Ladybugs, which is my organization for sexually abused young girls. So I was talking to him, you know, to see what I could do. And I came up with the idea to require the state of Georgia, like when it's reported that a child has been sexually abused, that the state provide counseling.
Mm.
So I talked to him about that, and he said that probably to write a letter to or talk to somebody that's like in the a state representative or something. Mm-hmm. And it just so happens that one of my friends I went to college with last year, he was elected as one of the state select representatives. So I'm going to reach out to him about seeing how to go about getting the information where it needs to get to be voted on and all that other stuff. So fingers crossed for that one.
Yeah, hearts crossed, yeah.
I've kind of just been out of the loop on everything and just MIA because I was in Georgia for the last 2 weeks. And just between internet and just going, I've been out of it.
How's your group going?
I've lost a few members, but that's okay. Not as much activity as I would want, but I haven't been really active in there a lot either. So, but I do want to plan another trip. Not sure when and where, just because I'm trying to get situated with moving and finances and stuff. But I do want to plan another trip, and I'm hoping that once I get back to Georgia, I can start doing like meetups and stuff, mm-hmm. and possibly attract people who are actually interested, instead of just having people who don't really care,
mm-hmm.
or I don't know.
I get it. And so have you given any more thought to doing the class?
Yes, I actually was thinking it came back. I've thought about it off and on. And then when Nicole was talking about how her thing went, I thought about it again. So I don't know if I'm going to do that one or another one, but I do want to do one.
Okay, so I'm just going to pause just for a minute. So April has a Facebook group. And so if you saw the video that I did this week, I mean, I only talked about five ways to get clients. There's a whole bunch more than the ones that I mentioned. But I said to consider starting a Facebook group, because it's a way to build a community, a tribe of people that are interested in your topic and what you're talking about. Anytime you're online, you increase your reach, right? So we're here on this call and you guys are in different states, different parts of the country. So there's some advantage to doing that. And then I don't know if I shared it on this video or not, but that people buy from people that they know, like, and trust. So all of you I had some interaction with before this class. So you didn't just come into the class, like we knew each other, even if it was like a call, if you were a previous client, like there was some type of interaction. So people tend to invest with people that they know. They tend to invest with people that they like. So someone could be really good at what they do, but we all have judgments about people. You're like, oh, I don't know if I like her. Oh, I like her. I don't know if I like her. That doesn't really fly with me. It's just who we are. And then the third piece is trust. You could be really good at what you do, but it's like, does someone trust you enough? So coaching is very intimate. So any of the topics that you guys are talking about, relationships, helping people with their money, helping people with their health, with the way that they look, do they feel safe enough to tell you what's really going on? Because like, why are you gonna invest money with someone that you don't feel like you can actually tell them what's going on? That kind of defeats the purpose, right? So one of the ways to create that know, like, and trust factor, it doesn't have to be over a long period of time. It could be a one, you know, workshop where someone comes. We can tell right away if we jive with someone, if we like them, if we might want to work with them. So one of the ways to do that is to have a Facebook group, because people are on Facebook all the time. They can see like you as an expert, if you're giving tips about your topic, that kind of thing. So anyway, April has a Facebook group, and she was saying that a few people have left the group, which I want you to know that is normal. You know, like I get people, not a lot, but like people unsubscribe from my list, or sometimes they leave the Facebook group. Like it's just a part of it. You're not going to have a business and people not unsubscribe. It could just be that, you know, and I will tell you that in the past, like it's hurt my feelings. I'll be like, Mike, someone unsubscribed from my list. And he's like, Khadija, it just means that, you know, they're not, maybe they don't really need the service that you have. Do you know what I mean? So like, if you're getting emails from someone who's talking about, you know, how to find a mate and you already have one, it kind of doesn't, it's not that you don't like or trust them. It's just not a fit for where you're at right now. So over time, I've come to be like, oh, cool, when people leave, because now I know I don't have to feel any kind of way by sending someone an email. Like the people that are getting my emails want to hear from me. And it doesn't mean that those other people don't want to hear from you. It just might mean that they don't want to hear about what you're talking about. You know, they might want to just be your friend and they don't really care about your business. So I just want to reiterate that to you and to April, that people are going to unsubscribe. They're going to sign off. And sometimes it's just that we're so inundated. Like I recently unsubscribed from a whole bunch of Facebook groups and email lists because it's just too much stimulus. And I just was doing my own cluttering. So we're all doing that all the time. The second thing is, in your Facebook group, you can make offers. So similar to the way, Nicole, you invited people into a consultation with you, like you can do that on your Facebook group, April, and have people into your consultation. You just need to know what you're inviting them into, kind of like what we just did with Maritza. So now she knows she's, you know, it might be something around business, confidence. And so you just have to know what that is for you. So I just want to tell, at one time we were talking about you doing, like April had posted something on vaginal steaming in her group, and the ladies went crazy over it. And I was like, April, that's a gold mine. You need to you need to do something with that, you know, because basically you're paying attention to what your people are interested in too, and what they want. And it doesn't mean you have to do that if it doesn't resonate. So I want to come back to you, April. What do you feel like you would want to do a workshop on, or like a telecall on, if it wasn't that? Because I think you should do a telecall and not wait until you get back to Atlanta to start your meetup.
I don't know.
Well, tell me some things that you think that you think that the women in your group, or you think women might need some support or help with. What would be fun for you?
I think women always need help and support in confidence and who they are, and not really being worried about, like, what, you know, what other people think or feel. Because even when I was back home, so many people were like, you know, you're such a free spirit. You just do whatever you want to do when you want to do it. And you just always have had so much confidence. And I'm like, I've worked on this. Like, it didn't just come.
So, you know, it just came to me, like the Do You series.
The Do You series?
Because so basically you're telling me that people compliment you on being able to do you and to not be worried about what other people are thinking. Or it's so funny because I think Russell Simmons has a book called Do You. Do You might not be the title, but what I'm hearing and what you're saying is that you think women need to be more empowered to be who they are, like be who you are.
Right.
Without worrying about what other people think. So tell me three things that you have learned on your journey of being yourself.
Not everybody is gonna like you. People's first judgment of you is typically incorrect. And you're the only person stopping yourself.
Okay. So, and we're recording this just so you know, so you can reference it later. So if you think about the ideal person you would want to be in this workshop, they would be going from what to what?
They would be going from what people expect them to be to what they want to be or who they truly are.
Okay. Who you truly are. Okay, so some of the things I heard are like who you truly are. It's about being yourself. You also use the word confidence. So as we're talking about these things, what do you think you'd want? Like, if you just did like an hour or a 90-minute class, what would you want your ladies to walk away with?
Confidence, empowerment, a little bit of sassiness, some attitude.
Okay, I like those words. Sassy. I see Maritza and Nicole smiling. Sassy, attitude.
Freedom.
Mm-hmm.
Happiness.
Okay. So it's interesting because I'm writing these words down, and you'll hear them if you listen to the recording. So some words that kind of spark, that kind of like, you know, the ladies' faces lit up a little bit, were sassy. They're doing it again. See, this is what I mean by adjectives. This is the impact that adjectives have on you. That, like, you want to feel like this, right? So sassy, and then knowing you, because everything that you're talking about, like, not everyone's going to like you. People's judgments of you might be incorrect, or they're wrong. You're the only person who's stopping yourself, right? So basically, like, I'm hearing the freedom that comes from letting go of all of that, right? And I know freedom is a word that you use a lot. So I would look at that, that maybe, you know, freedom and sassy, like, who doesn't want to feel free to be who they are, how they are, when they want to be? Raise your hand. I actually know a woman, she does a workshop, it's called like Get Free. I think that's the name, I'll have to look on it, but if I find it, I'll look for it and I'll let you know. But all the things you're talking about are around how to get free of other people's opinions, free of other people's judgments, free of your own limitations. So the theme of freedom is coming up a lot. And how does, you know, how can a woman's life be improved by being more sassy?
How?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think maybe she becomes fearless.
Okay. Another good word. Adjectives, ladies. We're gonna have to come up with a list of adjectives. So fearless. So I want you to think, because I feel like this is the theme, though. I mean, it might be like the sassy sessions, and people might be like, what are the sassy sessions?
Oh, that sounds awesome.
What'd you say?
I said, that sounds awesome.
Doesn't it? You can't, I don't know if you're looking at these ladies' faces. But I want you to play with these words, sassy, free, fearless, you know, and I want you by next week to be like, if you were going to teach, it's just an hour, 90-minute class. Like, this is 2 hours. It goes by so fast. I know sometimes when it's your first workshop, it could be like, how am I going to fill the time? I'm like, I don't know if you heard Nicole say, she's like, I didn't even get to the clothing swap, which usually happens the first time because you just want to make sure there's enough activities. But then when you really like sink in and you're in your intuition, like, women love to talk. And that is, you're just going to let it, she's nodding her head, like, you're going to let the ship steer itself. But you'll know that once you do the first one. So are you willing to actually set a date? I mean, you're going to think about what you're going to do first. But like, by next week, be like, I'm going to do a freedom workshop or a sassy girl workshop or on the phone.
Sure. You know, I love a challenge.
You said sure, but does it mean you want to do it or you feel like you're going to do it, but you don't really want to do it?
No, I do want to do it.
Awesome. And you're smiling too. So you already have three teaching points. so similar. So one is not everybody's going to like you. And so what I would add to those three things is, so if one thing that people are concerned with is people liking them, so it's how to overcome. So remember, everything we're doing is like they're going from here to here. So you're going from worrying about what other people think, right? Or being controlled by what other people think, to focusing more on what you think. You're worried more about how other people are judging you, to feeling confident about your own choices. You're going from standing in your own way to taking steps to create the life that you want to create. So that you already have the three things. You just want to, so you're going to give them three tools, you know, ways to overcome caring about what people think, ways to overcome being in their own way.
Right.
And things that, you know, you can just, similar to, I had Maritza write a list, like, what are the things that you've done to get free? What, why does a woman want to be sassy? How's that going to improve her business, her relationships? Is she going to walk with a little sass in her step? You know, like, and how's her being sassy going to impact, you know, people are going to be like, who's she? Wow, she's pretty confident. She doesn't care what anybody thinks. I want to be like that. So, thoughts, reflections, feedback before we move on. Avril.
No, I'm excited to have something to work towards and focus on besides moving and readjusting. So. Mm-hmm.
And you know, if you end up using the word sassy, maybe you could come up with an acronym for sassy, like, you know, soulful, sexy, I don't know, attitude, da 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 da.
Yeah.
So that's always fun to see other people's, how they break down a word. So, and we can, you all can do this, you know? What does break down what style means to you? Break down what empower means to you? Break down what confidence means to you? And, you know, actually those can be teaching points, you know? So like if, so sassy is S is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 letters. So you could have, you know, each letter be a word, a teaching point. All right, Miss Avril, we look forward to seeing what you create. And you could post a poll in the group if you want feedback on your title.
Okay.
But that sass has a lot of energy. And so does freedom, you know? So. All right, we're going to go to Jack Kay. I think of... what was that show with Jack Kay? hold on. 227.
No, it's not Jack Kay.
I know it's not Jack Kay, but I can
tell you. Yeah, 227. I know, but I get it all the time.
Now, she was sassy, Jack Kay on 227, huh?
No, she was. Seriously. Yeah.
All right, Jackie Turk's love, what you got for us?
Okay, well, first, I just want to say that I'm sorry about the inconvenience. I don't know, some resistance. I'm just pushing, man, because it wouldn't get me on. But I made it, so yay!
Yay, we're glad you're here.
Me too. Hi, everybody!
They're all waving back at you.
Okay, cool. I'm happy to be here. I was just checking out what you were talking about with April and stuff like that. And I really like that. Like the how do you say it?
Adjective.
Yeah, you said it, you pronounce it like, yeah, you know, every syllable, but it's okay. I was really just listening. I was like writing it down, like, because it's so true, like, not everybody's gonna like you, you know, and then getting to the point of, you know, their first impression is really wrong, and I'm learning that, And I'm still learning that. And you know, you just think some magic thing is gonna happen. But friendships don't just grow like that. They just kind of they happen like over time, like real friendships, you know. And I have to learn that. And then how to overcome it. I like that. Like, you know, the assignment you gave her and everything and all the sassy stuff. And I think I want to work on that myself because Jeremiah, hold on one second. Jeremiah!
Is this all good still?
Mm-hmm. Can you give me some water? My mouth is so dry. I'm sorry, guys. In my room, please. Okay. And so to see, I was told like a little while ago, you know, I believe in prophecies and all that. If you're, you know, some people can hear from God, and I believe that I do too. And she just left for some reason. I don't know what happened. Did you see that? She left. Khadija, where'd you go? Give her a second to call back in, but y'all can hear me, huh? Let's do a sing along. Just kidding. Okay. I'm sorry, my mouth just got like super dry. I don't know if I got nervous or what, but anyway, here we go. I'll just go ahead and start talking. The reason why those words really hit my heart and my mind because I guess I used to feel that way about myself, about my confidence, but I think my confidence was more about how I could get a man, you know? It was like, I thought, you know, when I was younger, I had a really cute shape and all that stuff, and you know, I thought I was going to do it the Christian way, like my mom was trying to tell me and all that. And because she didn't have no men, and I didn't want to be like that, you know. So once I learned that boys liked me because, you know, I had a cute shape and stuff. And, if, you know, if you can say the right things to, you know, pump them up or whatever. It wasn't all about sex, you know. It was about being a total package for me. You know, the total package of a woman. You know that song by Frankie Beverly and Mays, the Southern Girl? I was striving to be like that kind of woman, you know, because I wanted to have a perfect man. So anyway, I felt like I had that when it came. All these things right here, these adjectives, the attitude, the sassy, confidence, all that stuff, freedom, fearless, the style. I mean, I just felt like I had that, and but it was all in one. It wasn't, and it came out on other things in my life too, of course. But that was what gave me the energy to have that, you know. And so I, it was off balance basically, because in reality, you're not gonna have a perfect relationship, you know, with any one man. I mean, if you have five men, maybe you can have all of it, but that's not okay. Yeah, for that one. And so you have to learn to deal with what it is, if that's what God wants for you. So anyway, long story short, somebody told me that, because I had got really depressed, and I just kind of need to say that right now, for a long, long, long time, and because of my marriage that I'm in now, but it's better now. Like I don't have to say that. But anyway, so I got prayed for a few years ago, and this one guy, he's a prophet, and he, you know, I'd be like wanting to hear something from the Lord. Anyway, so he's like, you know, somebody, long time ago told you for some reason that you were like, you know, like if you put a chain on an elephant's foot or his leg, and after a while, like at first you'll be bucking trying to get away, but after a while he'll just get used to that space and he'll just get used to it and he'll be good, you know. In his mind, that's all it is. In the area, you can't go no further, you know. And so if you take the chain off of that elephant's foot, he'll still stay in that spot. forever. Like, because if you don't move him, he will stay right there because he still has that chain on in his head, you know? And so, like, I have
Jack, can you hear me?
Yes, now I can.
Okay, because it froze, so it looked like you were continuing to talk, and I didn't hear you.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
That's okay. It's I don't know what happened.
We were just talking because we thought it said you left. And now it's saying tree left. So that's what we thought you left. And we're just like, okay, we might as well talk while you're away till you come back.
Okay, yeah, I don't know what happened. So now I'm on my cell phone trying to, and I don't have my tripod with me. So that's okay. Let me see. It is still recording. So, let's see here. So you guys were just talking. You weren't talking to me about the issue that you needed help with.
Yeah, I am. I am talking about it. I mean, I can kind of paraphrase really quick. Please.
Okay.
I'm learning how to do that because I used to be super long-winded. Okay. I was just giving April props and the words she was using, the adjectives, mm-hmm. you know, sassy, confident, freedom, and all that. And I was telling the ladies that they hit my heart, they hit my home because, you know, that's how I used to feel about myself for many years, like just free like that. And, but my where I got my energy from was from, you know, like being in a relationship, like, you know, trying to be the perfect woman, you know, like Southern girl woman, like Frankie Beverly and Meg.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, right? I'm sure you have. I hope you have and you can listen to them. But anyway, I was like, okay. I was trying to be that. And, you know, nobody can be perfect. But I wanted to be because I thought I could be because I thought if you were a good person, I would, you know, let you do that. But either way, I was just saying that I had all that confidence, but it wasn't the wrong thing. In my confidence was in knowing that I could be the perfect woman to someone. You know what I mean? Because I wanted to be and I wanted to have perfect love. So all my attitude, my sassy, my confidence, my freedom, my happiness, my fearlessness, and my style, I had all that. But it was all unbalanced. You know, life was kind of just like, okay, you can't be that way. But, I mean, it's not realistic. But, and then so I was saying that I had got depressed for many years in this relationship because I found out it wasn't perfect. So anyway, a couple years ago, I went to church. I heard like this guy, he prophesies, you know, here's from God. I believe in that kind of stuff. So I need to hear something from God. And anyway, he told me that someone had told me that, like, it's almost like they put a chain around, like I was one of those elephants, and they put a big chain around my legs. Like, if you put a chain around an elephant's leg, and he can only go so far, and you leave him like that for a certain amount of time, then after he heals the buck and stuff at first, but after a while, he'll just get used to being in that spot, and he won't, he just know this is it, you know, he trained himself to be cool with it, and so after you take the chain off him, if you don't move him, he will stay there.
Yeah.
So what I was trying to say, I was saying that to say that he's told me that God said that lied to me, like, over the years, you know, trying to please people, trying not to lose relationships with friends and stuff, like my sister. I mean, like, I guess I was growing because I was always been on a self-improvement search, and she's not, and I love her. But I went too far, and she started getting kind of scared, and I started acting weird towards me, my best friend, my sister, you know. So anyway, sorry, my mouth is getting dry, but the whole thing is the slash fire losing friends and all of that. And I'm right now on my way back to these people, trying to make things like get down to their level again and say, oh no, I'm not really like that. I'm like you, the same, you know? And so that just tore me down, like broke me down, because I thought, oh my, I don't want to lose all these people in my life. And so now I'm going back to where, like, that, like, because God said, the prophet was saying that God seemed like one of those stallions, like, you know, like one of those Budweiser horses. Hmm. They just walk up like royalty. And, you know, no one even has to tell them. It's just in their bloodline, you know, natural. And that's how I was, I feel. And that it was stolen from me. And that's where I am now. And it's like, I'm getting all that back. And I'm at my, not just doing this, and I'm coming to what I need help with. Not just doing
this. Hey, Jackie? Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, Tree, can you mute yourself? For some reason, I'm on my phone, so it's hard to see.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay. So, anyway, so that's where I'm on my way back. I not only, you know, do life coaching, I'm a singer, and I'm working on stuff, have been working on stuff for many, many years, even longer than a life coaching. Because I didn't know what a life coach was, but I knew I was something like that. But anyway, so now I gotta be in, I'm getting in a position I can feel myself, even with this workshop coming in that church. When I'm a worship leader, because God also said that I was a worship leader. And like everywhere I go, it's like, Lord, it's already somebody here worship leading. So it's always, you know, you got to get in and get people get to know you, blah, blah, blah. And so now that's why I am.
Do you ever use that as a title, worship leader? I mean, not in addition to coaching, but do you describe yourself as a worship leader?
I was so scared too, because I didn't want to offend nobody at, you know, in my church or anyone that says, I don't want people that, you already giving yourself the title. But I haven't really been given the title at my church, but my pastor absolutely loves me because he knows that God brought me there. That's a first for me actually, because I've had so many problems at different churches with jealousy and blah. But either way, it doesn't matter.
I just want to help focus you. I'm sorry. I don't want to interrupt you.
Go ahead.
Who was the person that said you were a worship leader?
No, God spoke that to me actually.
Okay.
Other people have told me as well.
Okay. God has spoken that to you, and other people have spoken that to you. Does it resonate as the truth? If you're being 100% honest,
yep.
It resonates. Yeah,
no doubt in my mind.
Okay, so what would prevent you from including that as like that's part of your expertise?
I don't know how to do that.
Yeah. So, because I also, I mean, I know you've written a book, you're a speaker, and like you even doing work with couples is so sacred. And so for you being able to, bring worship, bring prayer, bring religion, like into your, like, it's such a core part of you. That I'm sorry, you guys, like I can't see all of your faces, unfortunately, because I'm on my phone, but I want to say this to all of you, is that all of the things that you want to bring with you, because the people who are going to want to work with you, Jackie, they're going to be really touched by the fact that you're a worship leader. Like, that's what they're looking for. So all of the things that you have, whether it's, you know, style or communication skills and tools that you have, if it's public speaking, if it's sassy, April was talking about travel. She loves to travel. Like, we were talking earlier about know, like, and trust factor. So, like, what separates me from, there are tons of other business coaches out there, right? You know, one of the things that connected Maritza with me is, like, she knew that I was a doula in the past. Do you know what I mean? And, like, I was. I mean, I didn't do it, like, for a long time. But, you know, we, like, that. So I'm saying that to say that there are things about you that people will be drawn to. Those personal, unique things about you is going to make someone want to work with you over someone else. So if someone's not really, if they're not Christian, if they're not interested in the Bible, and that's such a core part of you, I think that you want to lead with that, because you want to attract people that, like, oh my God, I've become a more prayerful person. I feel like God is in our relationship now. So all of those things that you think, you know, might deter people, it's kind of a good thing. You want to deter people. You want the right people to be like, you know, like, and you sing, like, those are all things. The point that I'm trying to make is that you can bring all of who you are into your coaching practice. So, like, you're a singer. You might include singing in your workshop a few weeks from now. You know what I mean? You could include prayer. You might want to begin the workshop with prayer, end with prayer, however you want to do it. You might include music. So all of the things that make Jackie Jackie, keep doing that and do more of it, because you actually, you know, you actually, so just what April was saying about not everybody's going to like you, it's actually a good thing, because why do you want to, it is draining to work with someone that you don't want to work with. You actually want to attract people that you enjoy conversations with. Like, I enjoy when I'm talking to someone, a client, and maybe they're reading a book that I really enjoy, and we get to talk about it. So it's a relationship in that you want to find a good match, right? So you probably wouldn't be dating someone that is like, oh, I don't get down with the Bible. You wouldn't be in a relationship with that, right? So it's the same thing when you're thinking about your clients. You're kind of looking for a dating match. You know, so either they like, yeah, so maybe either they're really into spirituality, they're really into business, they're really into travel. You're going to be like your clients in some degree, maybe not exactly alike, but you probably share similar values. So I hope that makes you feel like, oh, I don't have to change to try to be something that I'm not. If I'm actually more of myself, then people are just, it's the same thing. If you were going on a date with the guy, he could be really cute, he'd be really fine. But if he doesn't do it for you, he just doesn't do it for you. There's not really much you can do. It's kind of the same thing with our clients. They're either a match or it's not a match. So as a relationship coach, you probably would tell someone, you might as well put who you are out in the beginning, because you're not going to be able to keep up the charade for a very long time. So,
that's very uncomfortable trying to anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So where are you with your workshop on the, did you move it to the next date?
Yeah, I pretty much did everything on the list that we talked about. As you know, I did do the one video. I was hoping to have two done by today, but it didn't happen.
Are you open to doing a video specifically for your workshop?
I was thinking I wanted to do one and just read the stuff that, you know, you help me. it's amazing how you make me pull stuff out of my brain. I love that. So it's like when I was going, when I was doing the plan or whatever, the date, setting the date. And so I was just thinking about reading that.
Yeah, that's great.
Add a little bit to it myself, but you know, making a little.
Yeah, you could just say, you could just say, hi, you know, introduce yourself. I'm Jackie Turks Love. I'm a relationship coach. And I have an Empower Your Love workshop coming up for couples, and this is recorded, so you'll be able to access it. So I have an Empower Your Love workshop coming up for couples on Saturday the 19th. It's gonna be 2 hours, and we're gonna talk about, I'm sorry?
I said
the 26th? Yeah. Okay, the 26th. And we're gonna talk about how to love your partner the way they need to be loved. How to understand, you know, whatever the things are, you're just gonna say it, and I hope you join me. And you could post it in your Facebook event, or you can post it in your Facebook event, and you can also share it on Facebook as well.
Okay.
So what did the church say about you?
I can't do that. I'm sorry.
I said, what did the church say?
Go ahead.
I'm so excited. You're so excited? I'm glad that you're excited.
Go ahead.
I said, what did your church say about you hosting the workshop there?
I did contact them the same day. I emailed them. And so, I explained a little bit about what it was about and all that. So, they didn't get back to me, but I got back to them yesterday.
Okay.
I invited a lot of them, like inboxed them on Facebook, and I made a personal message, you know, like you were saying to do.
Awesome.
Suggest it, and then I did a personal message to the lady in the office. And she said, I got your invite and your message, your email. And she said, I think it's a really good idea, and I'm just having a meeting with the pastor, and I'll let you know.
Awesome. Cool. And it's okay if it doesn't happen there, but even so, if for some reason you're doing it at your house, ask them if they mind you sharing it, posting flyers, or maybe promoting it there.
Okay, yeah. When I talk to her, I will ask that. But hopefully they'll say yeah. So
yeah. Awesome.
Looking forward to that. So I did meet up last night too. Like I stayed up kind of really late, like 3 o'clock in the morning.
Did you start a meetup?
I did start a meetup.
Good. So you can set a date for the Empower Your Love workshop in your meetup.
Yeah, I was going to do that last night, but I didn't know what the address was going to be, they were asking for the address, so I was like, okay, well, how do I try to get the address, because I don't want to put the wrong address.
Yeah, you could just say to be determined and just put the area that it'll be in.
Okay, but I'm not sure what area, because that one part,
Yeah, you could either say to be determined.
Mm-hmm.
Or is your church far from where you live?
No, not really, but it's a different city, so that's why I was concerned.
Okay, yeah, I think you could just put your city for now, and then if it's not that far, you could just change it later, so that way people can start joining the group right away, and okay. You may have people wanting to attend.
Okay, I'll do that. Cool.
I'm gonna go on to treat Miss Jackie, and if you have any other questions, feel free to
Wait, reach out really? To me.
Yes.
Before I go to Tree, I'm sorry, Tree. I just want to ask you one more question.
Sure.
So you said incorporate the music into
if you, yeah. So if let's say at your workshop. Like you could be teaching all of this stuff. Like, you know, like you could say, like you could start with a prayer. You could talk about how important it is, you think, for couples to pray together, you know, when they're fighting. And then like, and you could demonstrate, you know, God, you know, I'm not understanding my partner, my husband right now. Will you be with us? So like you could bring your, you know, you're a prayer warrior. What was the term? It was warrior something.
I'm a worship leader.
A worship leader. I'm sorry, worship leader. But so you could bring in prayer, and you could sing a love song, Jackie. You know, like if you wanted to sing a love song, you could sing one more than once. Like there's no reason why this couldn't be your show. You know, where you're introducing prayer. You're, you know, getting people to sing. And you could tell them how music is so important. Like, what are the benefits of singing and singing worship songs? You know, like maybe they should sing together when they have a fight. So all of the things that you love, there's a way that it can enhance relationships. So it's okay to, you don't have to make it so separate. Like, okay, I'm only going to talk about the five love languages. You know, like maybe, how can couples have fun? They can sing or dance together. Or maybe if they don't have a song that, like a faith song, maybe they could find one that they rely on when they have hard times, that they listen to that. So those are just some ways that you could bring that into your workshop.
Wow, that's awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, you bring all of it. Bring all of you. I'm excited to see how it unfolds.
Me too. Yeah.
Okay, let's go to Miss Tree.
Okay.
I'm gonna mute. Oops, cancel. I'm gonna mute Jack.
Myself. I unmuted me.
Okay.
Does that work?
No.
I did it.
Okay. Yeah, I can hear you, Tree. Cool. How are you?
Oh, hi everybody. Sorry about the noise before. I've been on the call for a while on the phone and then Chris's computer crashed. So sorry about that. And I just want to say that I want to join the Sassy session.
Yes, the Sassy Woman Sessions, April. Unfortunately,
yeah. Oh, I thought that was so cool. I need that. So I'm excited. So I want to share a little bit about the book that I've been listening to on Audible. It's awesome. Called E-Cubed, and it's by Pam Grout. And though you'd probably find it in the self-help section of a bookstore, it's really about financial prosperity and abundance in your life. And the premise is, whatever you focus on expands. So that could be like negative shit. It could be like, you know, whatever you focus on expands. So, and she encourages you to ask God or the universe for what you want in your life, and that they will provide. So, you know, I'm like excited and a little skeptical. So I did one of her experiments last week, asking for unexpected money, a gift, you know, to come in, you know, to me in a week's time. And so, of course, I spent my time wondering, who is this going to come from? And maybe it won't work for me. And a few days later, I got this $275 check in the mail from this man who I'd been doing some bookkeeping for. He's out of the country, and only a few hours a month, and I kind of forgot about it, you know? I'm like, oh, cool. And then he increased my hourly rate from $25 to $30 an hour.
Wow.
And then the next day, I had a new cuddle client who was so grateful for the connection because he's much deprived that he, and when it came time to pay me at the end, he said, I'd like to prepay for 4 sessions. So wow. He gave me $320. Wow. And I said, okay. No, it wasn't a discount. It was just like, yeah, I want investors to put your order into what Pam calls the cosmic catalog of life. Mm-hmm. You know, you can manifest anything, be it money, a job, and even a love relationship. I have some more things to share, but I don't know how much time there.
Yeah, you can share
you
a few more things.
You need to wrap up or add some more.
Okay. You can share.
I'm on chapter 11. Okay, I'm on chapter 11, and so in this chapter, it's really perfect for me, and thank you, Khadija, for suggesting it. She talks about challenges your beliefs around money. Like, so she gives you, like, exercises to do. And apparently, if you give away money, it'll come back to you, like, threefold. So she suggested either dollars or $5 to take $5 bills. And part of me is thinking, $5? You know, that's like adds up. And she said on the post-it to put you are loved or something. The universe is abundant, you are loved. And I haven't done that yet. But I have done another exercise where I'm post-its. I wrote little notes like, you are special, you matter, you are beautiful, you are loved. And I'm like, putting it on the back of my housemate's dollar bill. And my neighbor who really annoys me, she's very entitled, you know. I put it on her car and it said, I think I put it, you are special. And then I met my friends like doing a laundry. And when I was done with the laundry at the top of the washer, I put a post-it and I put one over by the mailboxes too. So it was fun. Lally Craig challenge. Since many women like myself and included have dieted over the years with weight, I haven't tried it, but she suggests that for 2 weeks you stop dieting, stop counting calories. Instead, you do three things. One is you bless your food before eating and give up any negative thoughts about food, like calorie content, fat content. And then second, you give up old patterns of chastising yourself before eating. And lastly, you give up guilt and let yourself eat whatever you want. And people who did this lost weight. So I just thought it was really cool.
That's so awesome. Was that?
I know. I'm excited. I still haven't done. I mean, some of the things, like, you know, what she said about singing. She said then some do stuff in public like that. My family, like, it was really important that what people think about you, you know? So she suggested doing things like breaking into song that were really a stretch for me. So I'm going to have to go back and revisit those.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Tree. Would you, so it's EQ, what's the subtitle?
What do you mean the subtitle?
So it's E-cubed, it's like manifesting miracles and magic or something like that?
Oh, let me look in my Audible. E-cubed, 9 more energy experiments that prove manifesting magic and miracles is your full-time gig.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm frozen.
On us a little. You're welcome.
I'm still frozen?
You're fine now.
Okay.
Fine now.
You're Thank fine. You for... Awesome. Can
You're
you
okay
me?
Now.
Okay. Was there anything else that you wanted to share or add?
Not about E-cubed, but after having a session with Khadija, I'm going to do some videos on my website. Nervous and I'm excited and I'm gonna do some videos on both my coaching part of my website and the workshop part of my website, and that will lead them to each other and get me more supercharge your love life sessions. I've been doing more sessions, but you know it's a numbers game, so
absolutely. And so that's awesome, Tree, and I just wanted to say to all of you that, you know, even setting goals around doing videos, you know, at the beginning of the year, I said to myself that I wanted to do 52 videos. Like, you know, I set an ambitious goal of like one a week, and that didn't happen. I've probably done like 30, which is still a lot.
But
imagine, like, I want you to think about, like, well, how many videos would you like? I mean, we're almost at the end of the new year, but like ideally, like, and when you look at it, if you set a goal for how many videos you want to do, and then at the end of the year to say like, wow, I've got a library of videos that someone who doesn't know me, they could just, you know, get intimacy tips, dating tips, simple tips that would be of service to them. And you would feel so great to like be building your content library. It's kind of interesting sometimes when I talk to people and they're like, I've watched all your videos, and I'm like, wow, that's awesome. So I think doing your first few videos is awesome, and at your, you know, when you're ready to just be like, you know, I'd like to create my first 5 videos, my first 2 videos, my first 10 videos, and then have a little topic for each. Like when you're looking back, Tree, to look on your site to say that you've got like 10 videos, you're gonna just be like so proud of yourself. And I've got,
you know, that dating show that I was interviewed.
Yeah, and you were so great on that.
You know that dating show I was interviewed.
Yeah, you were great.
Someone, I still have people telling me, "Oh, I saw your video. I saw your video." You know,
is that on your website?
Are you having a hard time hearing me?
No, I can hear you. Is that on your
website? Apparently, I don't remember where I put it. Yeah, it wasn't very well produced, but it was a dating show, and she interviewed me, and I talked about the game. I'm probably like 18 minutes into it, and I've had people like tell me, "Oh, I saw your video." It's kind of like, wow.
So what you could do, maybe you could have...
It's on my bio. I think
it's okay.
My bio, and you link into it. You could click on it in my bio.
Cool. Because maybe what you could do, you could have someone edit just your portion.
Oh, that's a good idea because it's very long. Yeah.
And then it's like a quick little media clip for yourself. Awesome. Anything?
Where do you put them? Do you have a special? Where do you put them on the website?
You could put it. Well, since that's not your welcome video, you could. I have my videos under my blog.
Okay.
So, but you could also put it on your homepage, not as the welcome video, but maybe like on the side, and it could just like have like a,
okay.
It could have a title, say, you know, about the video. Make sense? Okay. Awesome. So I think that's everyone. So, ladies, it's been awesome to be with you tonight, and I'm just going to invite you to close your eyes for a minute and just feel all the love, all the buzz, all the sassiness, all the freedom, all the confidence that was generated and created on this call. And know that this is the power and impact of your work. That when you open the space for your clients, for your women, for your men to transform, to focus on what it is they want versus what it is they don't want, magic miracles happen. So as we separate for this evening, we're carrying each other in our hearts and supporting each other on the rest of our week's journey until we reconvene next week. We give thanks for the opportunity to come together and to work in our dreams and to build the confidence and the courage to go out and make a difference in the world. So we give thanks for this and so much more. Ah, woman, amen. So I am going to unmute you all so we can say goodbye. And I'm apologizing. I don't know what happened with, I got booted off my computer and then I had to call in on my phone. So can everyone's unmuted, so have an awesome night. Were there any final thoughts that anyone wanted to say before we complete?
Good. You're awesome, Khadija.
Thank you, Tree.
Yeah, thank you.
I second you.
All right, have a sassy week, ladies. Yes. We're waiting for that sassy workshop, April.
Yeah, really. I need it.
I know, right? All yeah. right, ladies, have yeah. a good night. Okay, bye.
Good night. Bye.
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 Bye. Bye.